What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm your host, Kyle French, and today is August 30th. That means we got albums like Slime Language by Young Thug and YSL and 1.5 by Aminé to get into. We got Song of the Week honors to dish out and some updates on new content I'm working on cooking up. Just want to keep everybody in the loop, you feel? And then we got an underwhelming batch of new music announcements. Apparently, no one wanted to catch these New Music Friday streams from me. I usually just bump fresh drops all day at work, but industry be lacking, so I don't got nothing to listen to, it looks like, tomorrow. I mean, there is stuff dropping, but it's, you know, we'll get to it later. We'll leave that for the end. Hopefully in like the next 30, 40 minutes, I'm going to get an update that someone tweeted their album's dropping tonight. So we will sit and wait and pray that that happens. For more content, you can follow me on Instagram at HipHopEnth, HipHopEnth. I'm posting daily on there. I put some of my album reviews up there. Some more like question styled posts. Just something where I can like engage with you guys a little bit more. Because obviously, through a podcast, I can't say something and have you guys respond. I don't know, you know, it doesn't work like that. So that's where you can find me. That's where you can contact me. Best place to do it on Instagram at HipHopEnth. So let's get into these album reviews. So our first album we got to get into today is Slime Language by Young Thug and YSL. That is his label, Young Stoner Life. The label is very much a startup. Not a lot of recognizable names on it at the moment, but we got guys like Gunna, probably the most popular name you'll hear on here. Lil Key, Duke, Hidora, Dolly, Jaquez, Tracy T. A lot of names that you probably are not going to recognize. I had never heard of most of these people before I listened to this album, and this is kind of an attempt by Young Thug to build an empire beneath him. Obviously, he's had a lot of success as a solo artist, but now he's established this record label. He's trying to put his guys on, trying to get people anticipated for future releases from this group that he's brought together, but also really made this album about himself. He's obviously and clearly the main focus. He's on every track, and it would be easy to mistake this for a Young Thug solo album. The title Slime Language is absolutely perfect, because Young Thug, as we know, he's in his own lane. He has his own language. The amount of slang that he brings to the game that even other people in the industry, other rappers in his genre, aren't using, aren't talking about. You might say he's tough to understand, and you gotta like rewind his tracks just to get a basic understanding of the words he's trying to say. And while that's true, he's just rapping. He's just doing his thing, talking like he would in everyday life, which is dope. That's his style. And he's the undisputed king of this auto-crooning wave that is taking over trap music with these eccentric, super interesting melodies, off-the-wall energy, just chaos, super unpredictable. The guy's just, he's an enigma. He's hard to pin down. It's hard for me to even imagine Young Thug as an actual human being that I could have a conversation with. He's just such like a persona living above the rest of us, like untouchable, undescribable. Like, if somebody has never heard Young Thug and you try to describe him to them, you're never going to be able to portray the picture perfectly. And that's one of the reasons that I've become a big fan of Young Thug. And most of his talents, the reasons that I enjoy his music, shine through very bright on this album, Slime Language. The singing pockets that he can find over pounding 808 drums, I got to think most of the other rappers out don't even know are there. They're never going to find these pockets, these vibes, these melodies that Young Thug slides effortlessly into, and his high-pitched tone, just singing like he's the happiest man on the planet, is super infectious to me, and I just really enjoy listening to him. And one way that I would describe this album, because the production isn't like over-intuitive, it's not super layered, it's not dense. It's for the most part a lot of like basic boom clap, give me some snares, give me some hard 808s, right? But that's where Young Thug comes in, and the nature that he raps with and sings with, he almost makes up for that. He's almost more a part of the beat than he is rapping on top of that beat. His ad-libs and his background vocals and just everything he does makes up for like the lack of density and the lack of moving parts that are going on in the production side of things. And I honestly think if the production was souped up and there were so many different instruments and sounds coming in and out, it would almost be too much. So the beats here are really complementary to his style, And his unpredictable nature is really fun. Just take a look at the song, Oh Yeah. He goes from this like almost singer-songwriter intro into just a trap banger. Another thing he does really well is he uses his catchy melodies to almost make like multiple hooks on the same track. And this really makes a lot of songs like there's multiple parts that stick in your head. It's never like hook, wait through the verse, back to the hook. Like the song structures are never that similar. They're all over the place, just whatever he feels like doing at the time. And he's just a super interesting just personality to listen to because of that. Yes, there are the obvious downfalls here. Lyrics, subject matter, pretty limited, pretty repetitive. But it is delivered very well. Because when a lot of guys go into like over-sexual like statements and full verses and they're just talking about like their cars and designer clothes and all this stuff, it feels super empty. And I also just really dislike the fact that a lot of people use those like material messages and ideas to like think that they're better than someone else because they have these things. And I just fundamentally disagree with that ideology. But with Young Thug, he's not really using it to like flex on people or like put it in your face. He's just talking about his lifestyle, and the dude just loves life. So although I'm not like giving him a pass for really not talking about anything on this album, but it's just really hard for me to hate on this guy who just loves his lifestyle and can't get enough of it and just seems like he's just basking in the sunshine of his success and not doing so in any type of like dismissive or demeaning way. He's just being him and putting it out there. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. So for me, Thugger gets a fat dub on this, on his portion of the album anyway. Because we can't forget, I said it in the beginning, this is Slime Language by Young Thug and YSL. And we can't ignore that and YSL. Because the artist he brought on here really fell flat. You could have taken basically all of their verses, all of their contributions off of this album outside of probably two. And I would not have cared. They really didn't add anything. They sounded like watered down versions of what Young Thug was already doing. And that's why this dude, Gunna, like he's trying to impersonate Young Thug. No one can do Young Thug better than Young Thug. It's just not possible. And so the point here being that if he's trying to put these guys on, if he's trying to get us excited for their future careers, and he's trying to build this YSL record label underneath him as an empire to infiltrate the industry and make himself even bigger, this is a failure. The only two verses slash hooks that I enjoyed on here were Carlay on You Ain't Slime Enough, who's actually his ex-girlfriend. That's hilarious that you got your ex-girlfriend to feature on your album. Absolutely savage move. And on top of that, she bodied it. So, I mean, that song was great. You Ain't Slime Enough. That was actually that short intro I played when we came on. Carlay, that was her. And then the other contribution I liked was Jacquez on the hook of January 1st, which is maybe the part of this album that was stuck in my head the most after I've been listening to it the past couple weeks. Again, he does sound like a copycat Young Thug, but I'm cool with it. It's just the hook. And he kind of serves from the same, like, the lyrics that don't make any sense. Like he said, I'm fresh as fuck, I should have come in a hearse. Like, I think the line he meant was, I'm fresh to death, I should have come in a hearse. Because the other one doesn't make any sense. But either way, it bangs and I love singing it. But really outside of that, there's not much going on. Like a lot of these tracks, it would be Young Thug and I'd be feeling it. And then it would drop off into some like no-name feature that really fell flat and I was just waiting for it to be over. So unfortunately, like a good half of the reason why this album exists didn't really do much for me, was not a success. But Young Thug, he shined through. He still grabbed my attention and has full talent on display. And that's why I enjoy this album at the end of the day. And if you don't understand his lyrics, if you don't like his style, then you just ain't slime enough. Bottom line, you ain't slime enough. Because let's face facts here. This is a big facts podcast. And back in the day, they gave credit to OutKast and Lil Wayne for using their slang and incorporating it into hip-hop and making it become big. Like, they credit Wayne with inventing the term bling. And OutKast with a lot of their, like, southern dialect that a lot of people hadn't heard in rap music before. They credit them and they praise them for pulling off those things. So we don't do that for Young Thug now. I'm not putting him in that conversation. Let's be clear about that. I'm not saying Young Thug, OutKast, Lil Wayne are all on the same level. But Young Thug is doing a lot of things we praised both of those acts for in the past, and I think it's only fair we do it here as well. So Slime Language, best tracks on here, Scoliosis, Oh Yeah, January 1st, and Gain Clout. My least favorite tracks were probably Chains Choking Me, Audemars, and It's a Slime. And on It's a Slime, we actually had a feature from Lil Uzi Vert, who is not on this YSL label, but he would have fit in because he didn't stand out. He came and went without me taking much note of him, and that song was kind of a low point on the album, IMO. So those are my least favorite tracks. I would recommend this album if you like T-Pain, Playboi Carti, or Lil Uzi Vert, and I would give Slime Language a 7 out of 10. And as always, we'll play a couple quick clips from the album. So you're going to get a couple previews here. One of Oh Yeah, and the second will be of January 1st. So here it is from Slime Language by Young Thug and YSL.
Diamonds on me dancing, got me looking like Michael Jackson. I don't want you dead, that's that fed talk. Mostly nigga police is like Madlock. Armani in the jeans, Gucci shirt on, color my spleen. I can't get enough of codeine. If you make me stop, you know you hold me. Good pussy, good money, good jeans. I just wanna show you love. I'm the one that got your fake chest up. I don't want the time to be up, yeah. I don't want to find a new love. Like a G4, like a G5, you can fly, yeah. You a real one, such a real one, no, my. Never stop, it's always go. Send me news when I'm on the road. Send me news when I'm on the road, baby. Watch them before and after the show, baby. Your body shape is like a car, baby.
Cake, baby.
You just heard Oh Yeah and January 1st by Young Thug and YSL. And I mean, come on, did you hear how passionately and aggressively my man just sung about having diamonds on his toes and diamonds in his nose? Thugger's a young, living legend out here in the trap game, and that's a fact. So that's slime language. Let's get to the next one.
VV's on my pinky ring. It's right there like I'm chingy, man.
All right, our next album that we're getting into here is 1.5 by Amine. I think it's safe to say this drop surprised us all. No one really knew this was coming. We didn't know we were getting any music from Amine this year. He did sneak a single out. We played it, Campfire, featuring Injury Reserve, a few months ago. And he's been very unclear about whether this project here is an album, a mixtape, anything. Like, he said it's up to your interpretation, which to me sounds like, I don't know if it's an album or a mixtape because I don't know how people are going to receive it. And based off whichever direction it goes, I'll make up my mind then. It hasn't really taken off, and I will give him the benefit of the doubt that it's a mixtape because the title is 1.5. He put out his first studio album last year. His second, obviously, is forthcoming. So 1.5 is kind of like the middle ground, like the mixtape in between the two. He hasn't said that's what it means. That's what I'm going to take it as. But either way, let's break it down. So first off, I am impressed with the approach that he took on here. He made the trap wave kind of adapt to him instead of trying to awkwardly fit into it. In a world where a lot of guys are abandoning the styles they came up on or the ones they're comfortable in and just jumping on some trap drums and making usually generic, below average trap music that isn't the best for really anybody involved, Amine definitely avoids that here. Yes, he gets into this booming, vibrating production, heavy 808s most of the time. He works in some ad-libs, some flows similar to what you might hear on your run-of-the-mill trap song, but he maintains his witty, his quirky personality, and the instrumentals, they're lighthearted. They feel like what Amine's character feels like. That beat you heard at the beginning, that's as cold as they get. That's a pretty cold-hearted beat, I'm not going to lie. That might have not been the best representation of what 1.5 is, because a lot of these beats, while heavy and dense and kind of just soaking the song in bass, are also somehow light and breezy and just very casual. I think this does have a lot to do with Amine staying at home, not trying to do too much, and being casual himself. That's kind of his demeanor. He's always been laid back, relaxed, and so that kind of seeps into the production as well, which I like. And I also love that on this mixtape, and really his whole career, Amine doesn't take himself too seriously at all. I mean, it allows him to do so much because he's not going to come across as corny because he sounds like he doesn't even care how he comes across. This allows him to kind of use these silly inflections and just jokey bars, and it's still just hilarious and enjoyable. And this feeling then extends into kind of when he gets into his trap mood, like on the track Reel It In. He really avoids that trying too hard feel. It doesn't seem like he's overstretching himself. It doesn't feel like he's desperate to fit in. He's just kind of screwing around, making whatever music he wants to make, and making it bump at the same time. So I like how he structured the aesthetics of this album, but this hilarious, like, carefree attitude comes with a major caveat, and that is the contrast on here of these just strange moments that pop up where all of a sudden he seems like very depressed and anxious and there's a lot of self-doubt, and they kind of show up out of nowhere and contrasted with this guy who you think is like a lighthearted, jokey, having fun dude. It doesn't fit at all. It's a really strange dynamic, and it's not that these things can't exist on the same album. Guys have thrived off of contrast and clashing dynamics. Kanye West would be a front runner for someone who just absolutely lives off that. But with Amine, it just feels wrong. It feels confusing and uncomfortable. And I almost like am worried for Amine, like, as a human being, which I shouldn't be after you drop an album. Like, it's one thing to, like, exemplify these emotions, but it's one thing to, like, kind of hide them in the back and just kind of, like, laugh it off and move on to the next track like nothing happened. because the transitions in and out of these topics are also just really abrupt, and it makes the album feel like messy and choppy, and again, just uncomfortable when he goes from like a full-on, like somewhat emotional, personal, like singing track into just like a banger with no warning, no signaling at all. It's just hard for me to wrap my head around. There's still like individual songs that shine through, and this will probably be an album where I just like grab some of these tracks and listen to them individually so I avoid that overall feeling that I get from the album as a whole, because some definitely do bump. They are catchy, they're addictive, and Amine really is at his peak, a funny, hilarious dude and a great entertainer. But the only track that I feel like this contrast even works a little bit is on the track Ratchet Saturn Girl, which is one of those like two-part tracks. And the first half is the up-tempo head-bobbing part of the song where he's talking about how he just wants a ratchet. He just wants to roll around with a baddie. And then it's a sudden transition, but it's still on top of it because now he's talking about and he's singing over like a much lighter, more emotional beat about how he just wants a girl to ride with him forever, just some God-sent woman to stick by his side. And it's like the beats contrast each other, the subject matter is on two sides of the same coin. And so that two-part song definitely works, but outside of that, I don't feel it. And there's also this like sassy narrator who shows up definitely too often, and it loses its comedic value quickly. I'm not sure if it's Amine just with like a pitch-shifted voice or some type of vocal effects on it, but this narrator just brings a lot of like attitude to the songs and tries like set up different tracks, but it's featured on, I mean, gotta be like half the tracks here, and it just feels like a comedian who got a couple laughs early and just stuck with a joke and ended up killing it. It was overkill by the end of the album. So despite me liking what Amine tried to do here and still really liking his persona and his entertainment value, this album or mixtape or whatever you want to call it, 1.5, just isn't getting the job done for me. I'd go back and listen to his 2017 album, Good For You, before I came back to this. Best tracks on here, I'll give it to Reel It In, Ratchet Saturn Girl, Can't You, and Chingy. Worst tracks, Blackjack, Dapper Dan, and Sugar Parents. The recommend if you like, I don't even know where to go with this. I'm going to throw Lil Dicky's name out there just for the comedian side of things. Maybe Lil Yachty based on like the beats and the flows. And then I will throw Brockhampton out there as a recommend if you like, just because it's like a messier, choppier version of what they do, because they're able to touch on so many different emotions and get all over the place. But their transitions are phenomenal and much smoother and effortless. So don't expect that aspect of it. But in the sense that they cover a variety of emotions, feelings, and topics, Amine somewhat fits that mold with this album. An overall rating, I would go 6 out of 10. On the surface level, it is enjoyable, and that's why I'm giving it a 6. If you take a deeper look, it is hard to ignore those underlying tones I mentioned. But that's where I'm at with this album, 1.5 by Amine. I'll give you a taste of the album right here. So this is Reel It In and Can't You by Amine.
Reel it in, I got the bag. Tell a friend, she got some ass, bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN, yeah. Reel it in, I got the bag. Tell a friend, she got some ass, bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN, yeah. Hey. Drippin', really got the TikTok missing. Pimpin', broke niggas got me livin'. Wow. You Jordan a Pippin'. I'm Kobe, I'm never gon' dish it. I'll miss it. I'm dissin' as fuck and I ain't got the time to just kick it. Yeah. I don't trust nobody cause I can't be fake. Frontin' ain't an option cause my soul can't change. And I'm tired of being humble, bitch, I feel no way. It's that young nigga shit, I might pull up to your bitch like. Reel it in, I got the bag, tell a friend. She got some ass, bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN. Yeah, yeah. Reel it in. I got the bag, tell a friend. She got some ass, bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I buy that shit before I even know the price.
Hey.
This 13K up on my finger, bitch, you right. Them diamonds dancing, yeah, that boy be looking
nice.
I guess this What you call that motherfucker? Got a Tatiana, put her in designer. She Italiana, she a soda kinda. She Bjork cute, so she really fine. Just sorta weird, and she got some cake. She give me OPP for my ODB. These APC, do your ABCs. I'm a young dreadhead with anxiety, and I love it when a bitch nigga trying me. I don't trust nobody, cause I can't be fake. Frontin' ain't an option, cause my soul can't change. And I'm tired of being humble, bitch, I feel no way. It's that young nigga shit, I might pull up to your bitch, like. Reel it in, I got the bag, tell a friend. She got some ass, bring it in. Bitch, I'm the new CNN, yeah, yeah. I got my head hanging out the fucking window. I got my head hanging out the fucking window. I keep my speakers ringing on me like my cell phone. I got them dreads bustin', cause I might wanna let my hair down. Yeah, bitch, I let my hair down. Yeah, I got them dreads swinging round. Cause bitch, I let my hair down.
Yeah, yeah, I got them bussin'.
Hey! White girl wanna touch it. Yeah. I told her, please don't touch me.
No.
She said, who the fuck is your stylist?
Huh.
I told that bitch my cousin.
Yeah.
Wrist out, pick out, Cantu in my hurt.
Hey.
Louis V like her,
true.
I'm Gucci down.
Burr.
Atlanta for a week, gonna start it bumpin' gunna.
Yeah.
Follies for the freaks, spits on racks because I wanna.
Hey.
Salon said, don't touch my hair, little nigga.
Oh, no.
So I'm just here to pass the word, little nigga.
Yeah.
I got my head hanging out the fucking window.
Hey.
I got my head hanging out the fucking window.
That's right.
I keep my speakers ringing on me like my cell phone. I got them dreads bustin', cause I might wanna let my hair down. Yeah, bitch, I let my hair down. Yeah, I got them dreads swinging round. Yeah, cause bitch, I let my hair down.
I got them bustin'.
It's me, Young Aminé. I pop off when you see me. No hiccups for my niggas. Track the moolah like a relay. I'm in this motherfucker with my hair down low. In the back, you wanna touch me cause she wanna come home. Yeah. Bitch, I'm in my motherfucking bag, ho. Don't ask me just to pet me cause you can, ho. Dreadlock rocker with a certified bopper. Jenny, Becky, and Samantha wanna touch me cause I'm handsome.
I got my head hanging out the fucking window. I got my head hanging out the fucking window.
Reel It In and Can't You by Aminé right there. Those are our album reviews for the day. Next week, we're probably going to be looking at Milky Way by Boz and Orpheus vs. the Sirens by Hermit and the Recluse, also known as Ka. So that's a preview for next week. But as for now, I want to catch you guys up on some content changes and some cool things that I've been working on that I just want you guys to know about. Myself and some other enthusiasts of the hip-hop game have joined forces to create this group that we call Metabritic. It's basically like a runoff of Metacritic. For those who don't know what that is, it's a measure that like normalizes all scores given to albums by like major publications like Hip Hop DX, XXL, Pitchfork, etc., etc., whatever major publications that review music. And the idea being that it takes all their scores, normalizes them, averages them together, and theoretically should give you the most unbiased and accurate, like, scores for albums. Obviously, it's a subjective measure here. You can never be right or wrong. There's no such thing as being right and wrong when, like, grading music. But it is super interesting to talk about and hear everybody's opinions, and that's why I like doing it. So basically, we took that idea that Metacritic has, and we made a group of, like, 20 of us, and basically all the scores that we give to albums, we normalize them, give them an average rating. And so we post that through our Instagram like group page, which is at Metabritic, M-E-T-A-B-R-I-T-I-C. So that is where you can find the most unbiased and most correct music takes known to music kind. So go throw us the follow at Metabritic. And another thing we do is we get really everybody's opinion. So we have this feature called the community score where anyone who follows us, any fans of the page, they can send in their rating via this like poll that we set up and you can vote on it and it's super easy to use. And then we average all those votes together and we get like a community score. So it's really cool. We try to get as many people engaged and involved in it as possible. And this way it isn't just one person's views who are always going to be skewed in one direction or the other. And it normalizes everything. And a perfect example of this is we recently did KOD by J. Cole and Die Lit by Playboi Carti. Two polar opposite albums. Certain people love one, hate the other. And just on the flip side, there's people who hate the one you love and love the one you hate. And instead of us just yelling at each other all the time, we come together and we balance each other out using this like page and metric. And that's what I love about it. I hope that it can bring like more people together instead of like pitting them against each other. So we can like actually talk about albums more in like a discussion sense than like an argument sense. And so that's like my vision for it. And hopefully it works out and it blows up and we can just get as many people contributing as possible. I think it'd be really cool. And then another thing that I wanted to address too is I'm considering changing the style and the layout of the podcast as it is now. I do like our setup with the album reviews, song of the week, you know, cultural like news type piece, whatever. But I want to make it more like conversational. So my goal is to get even some of these guys I just mentioned that I made this big group with and have them come on and make stuff more discussion based, like conversation based instead of just me up here preaching. You know, that way we get counterpoints and counter arguments and it'd be much more interesting and entertaining, I think. Not that I don't give the best takes of all time as is, but it'll just be, you know, a cool way to switch it up. So I'm anticipating that. I will keep you guys updated. Next few episodes will likely be similar format, similar style. But that is hopefully on the horizon. And hopefully I even got more announcements coming soon. I'm trying to collab with people, do a bunch of like group projects and expand the enthusiast brand and just bring better and more creative content to everyone who follows me at the moment. So yeah, hopefully you guys are excited about that. And I'll shut up about myself and we'll get back to the music. We got Song of the Week honors to hand out. It's going to a man who is debatably not a rapper, classified, you know, technically as like an R&B singer, but those genres are melting together as both move closer towards each other. And that's where a guy like Black comes into play, or some of you may know him as Six Lack, Six L-A-C-K. It's pronounced Black. I know he stylizes it differently, but it's not Six Lack, just so you know. I can't let you guys be looking like fools out there. But he put out a single here called Nonchalant. And that's the perfect title for this song because that's exactly what it is. This guy makes a lot of music just really low light. Like, I feel like you have to listen to him at dark. And in my mind, every song he's ever written and recorded has happened like at night or early morning. That's just the sound you get from it. So while the sound, though, is like this relaxed, nonchalant, quote-unquote, style, the lyrics and the reason for this song is not, he's not sitting back and cooling. He's coming at people. He's trying to establish himself in the industry and define his position as an up-and-coming artist. And especially on like the later half of the song, he's calling people out. He had a line about these rappers dropping their second album and then they fell off. Like, he's clearly trying to position himself ahead of his competition and make sure they know, like, he's here, he's no joke. It just holds a more like eerie, dark tone than you would expect from a song like this. Usually the guys are coming up tempo, really heavy production, maximalist stuff. Not really here. It's nonchalant, like this the song says. So let's just play it. This is Nonchalant by Black.
Watch your mouth when you letting shit slide. Don't you know I got way too much pride? Sneak this away on the other side. I turn your fucking wave to a tide. I'm so fucking tired. Somehow I still find the time to care a little more about my rhymes, to care a little more about my peers, to think a little less about my fears, to care a little more about your ears. I give a piece of me to everybody I meet. Not because they want it, it's because it's probably a need. Claim they woke, but they probably asleep in a cage, thinking if they make a meal, they be free like me. Nah, I turned a nightmare right into a dream, yeah. I keep my sanity, cause I ain't on the scene yet. I know I gotta be a rock like Dwayne. So I'm tryna be a rock like Dwayne. Carter, rebirth, put that line in reverse. Add a little reverb, yeah. We work, so my niggas ain't gotta be on t-shirts. Watch me get my hands dirty with the rework. Damn, do I even have the fans for this shit? To be rapping like these people understanding this shit. It's demanding this shit, but I stand for these kids like they stand for the kid. Understand that we clear. Crack a beer when I'm feeling pissed. Yeah, but I ain't got nobody hand up my back, you ventriloquist. Ever since my songs went platinum like Cisco, life done found a filter like Visco. Ayy, but it's okay, cause if you down and you need a little help, it's a way. If you hating and you feeling insecure, it's a ray. I'm somewhere between humble and hell nah. These niggas dropped their second album then fell off. My nonchalant flow will never end right. It be at their necks if it's in sight. Squeezing until it crack a windpipe. Loosen a grip, have a little remorse. You dial 911, I pull up in a Porsche. Word is I'm carrying a torch. I ain't wanna share, so beware. If you reach, you get scorched. Ever since I jumped off the porch, I knew that I would grow to be the boy. The boy then grew to be the man. Learned how to kill a hook, Peter Pan. I'm trying to make the end stand out, but I'm so fucking outstanding. I'm so fucking outlanded, and the op can't win. Man's not hot, I've been on 10, landslide wins, yeah.
That was Nonchalant by Black. Definitely a late night vibe right there. Some quality songwriting as well. Some nice lyrics that Black can work into his tracks. And if you've never heard of my man before, I would definitely check out his 2016 album, Free Black. Very similar vibes to this single he just put out. So if you're looking for more of that, definitely the place to go. So let's wrap it up with some new music announcements. Unfortunately, I didn't get any notifications that any surprising, maybe Brockhampton-esque albums were coming tonight, but we still got a couple of names that we can run off here. So let's start with last Friday. That would have been August 24th. We got Milky Way by Boz, Gift of Gab by E40, Bosky by Comethazine, Full Respect EP by Youngboy NBA, 88 Birds by Doughboys and TM88, and we also got that Orpheus vs. the Sirens by Hermit and the Recluse. And now looking forward, we are expecting tonight slash tomorrow, Return of the Trill by Bun B, Fire in the Clouds by Currency, Fuck Everybody 2 by Black Youngsta, True by Lloyd, and Drip God by Sauce Waka. Not a lot of names jumping off the page for me, but hey, maybe someone will come through and surprise us. Black Youngsta, Currency, some OG shit, I don't know. But also looking forward even further, Brockhampton did confirm that they will have an album dropping in September. They would not give us a date, so instead they're just going to make me stay up till midnight every Thursday anticipating it coming, but I will do so happily. And also, Black, whose song you just heard, Nonchalant, is coming out with an album in 3 weeks, East Atlanta Love Letter. So if you liked that, there's more on the way. So that's all we got for new music announcements that I am aware of. So this has been another episode of the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip-hop in 2018. And I will catch you guys next week for another episode. Go subscribe on iTunes and Apple Podcast app, whichever one you listen on. And those episodes will download directly to your library. And you'll get a nice little 40-minute summary of everything that's going on in the hip-hop world. And soon become the Oxcord King. That is my promise. All right, Slimes. I'll catch you next week. Peace.